A team of lawyers for a teeming scandal at the International Monetary Fund.
He intends to vigorously defend these charges, and he denies any wrongdoing.
Our client consented to an examination that's being done in light of the hour we've agreed to postpone the arraignment.
Those are lawyers representing the head of the IMF, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He was pulled off a departing plane and arrested over the weekend for allegedly sexually assaulting a hotel maid in Manhattan.
The likely candidate to challenge the French president is suddenly a little more likely to add to the financial turmoil in Europe and around the world. Bankers can't be assaulters. International Monetary, no fun this Monday morning. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. A discussion of the hot water for Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF, arrested over the weekend. It's Monday, May 16th.
And that probably has Sarkozy feeling a little bit more chipper this morning. That's right at the top of the news this morning as well. The head of the International Monetary Fund is expected to appear in a Manhattan courtroom today on charges of attempted rape. New York City police searched Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the early favorite in France's presidential election for next year. They were looking for forensic evidence last night. He's accused of attacking a hotel maid as she cleaned his room. The maid reportedly picked Strauss-Kahn out of a lineup. Through his lawyer, Strauss-Kahn denies the charges. We're going to talk more about what happens to the world economy in the midst of the scandal in just a few minutes.
Louisiana's Cajun country filling up with water at a rate of 17 million gallons a second after the Morganza Spillway was opened as planned over the weekend. The decision diverts water away from Baton Rouge and New Orleans and into rural communities, many of which could see floodwaters now as high as 20 feet. A National Guard spokesman says most of the 25,000 people in the flood zone are following the mandatory evacuation order.
In all honesty, we thought we would get more resistance from people leaving their homes, but they're not. We had 100% evacuation of one of the areas we tried to evacuate.
Colonel Ed Fleming with the Army Corps of Engineers says people will be out of their homes for several weeks at a minimum, since the Mississippi River isn't expected to crest at Morganza until next week.
National Weather Service tells us that the crest will last at least 10 days, maybe longer. And then we have to wait for the crest to recede.
In Vicksburg, Mississippi, the river has already risen a record 56 feet, and it's not expected to crest for another few days. And later today, President Obama heads to Memphis, Tennessee, to meet with families hard hit by the recent flooding there.
Israel's borders are quiet this morning, but this was the scene yesterday. Thousands of protesters marching on Israel's borders with Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza. More than a dozen were killed in clashes with Israeli security forces. The protests were organized on social media sites, and they came on the anniversary of the creation of the State of Israel. Officials at Japan's Fukushima nuclear complex say the damage at all three reactors is worse than they thought. They say the fuel rods in every reactor appear to have been fully exposed and melted down after the earthquake and tsunami.
U.S. government is expected to hit the $14 trillion debt ceiling today. The Treasury Department will now take a series of steps to delay an outright default until August. Space Shuttle Endeavour, according to plan, blasts off for the last time a little under 3 hours from now. NASA says the weather looks good for takeoff. Asian and European markets are down on the Dominique Strauss-Kahn news. Futures are down on Wall Street, probably in tandem with the situation in Europe and Asia. The Dow gets underway at 12,595. The S&P opens at 1,337. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,828. We'll have all the financial news, and we'll be following the various indices this morning. Crude oil sold off seriously over the weekend. It's now trading under $98 a barrel. Coming up this morning, we're going to talk with a Libyan living in America for nearly 40 years until he went back to his home country to help the rebels. But he's not fighting on the front lines. He's struggling to keep the rebellion financially strong, his story in 20 minutes. And more on the arrest of the IMF's chief. How much of the global economy is riding on the reputation of one man? We'll put that into perspective in just a few minutes.